Welcome to the Morning Ritual Podcast, meditations and conversations to set the tone for your day. I'm your host, Lily Balch. Last week, I shared with you a conversation that I had with Ashley Neese. We spoke about the importance of rest and the value in finding daily practices, micro practices, to down-regulate our nervous system. We also talked about redefining our relationship to rest and the ripple effects that that can have in our own personal lives, but also in the collective. And today we will meditate. We'll do some of that work of down-regulating, calming the nervous system, calming the mind. And today's meditation is centered around this theme of responding to life versus reacting. And I'm sure I've said this quote before on the show. I love it. I return to it all the time. It's by Viktor Frankl. He said, "Between stimulus and response, there is a space. And in that space is our power to choose our response. And in our response lies our growth and our freedom." And in my experience, meditation has really helped me understand that space between stimulus and response. Mindfulness has given me that power back to choose how I want to respond to what's happening in me and around me. So today we'll play with observing the mind, observing the thoughts, and the bodily sensations, the physical sensations that might be related to that thought. There is an undeniable direct relationship between the quality of our thoughts, right? The state of our mind and the state of our body and our physical health. More and more research is showing how interconnected the body and the mind really is. So if the mind travels to a certain thought and then you feel a certain visceral physical sensation, that is very normal. We don't need to attach to that. We don't need to make a story around it. It's super normal. And today's practice is about just observing that. Okay. So to begin, the most important thing to start off with is letting the physical body settle into a comfortable position. We really want the body to feel comfortable, relaxed, and safe so that it can send signals to the mind that it's okay to turn inwards and switch off a little bit. So right now, find a comfortable position. Right? For many of us, sitting upright and cross-legged doesn't feel super great. So I invite you to wiggle around, find a seated, standing, or laying down posture that feels supportive. And then feel the connection that you have to the ground, that you have to the earth. And with your breath, signal to the body, signal to the mind that you have arrived and it's safe to relax. What would that breath be like? Maybe a full or deeper inhale and a bigger exhale. Let the breath signal, I am here. I am safe. I have arrived. And let the muscles and the bones of your body, heavy towards the earth, relaxing in the physical body, from skin to bones to muscles. And if you are seated, you can energetically lift up through the top of the head while keeping shoulders, belly, hips relaxed. And then what I like to call a little meditation shimmy. Start to wiggle your hips a little side to side, whether you're seated or lying down or standing. Find a little wiggle wiggle, little rock. Getting any little fidgets, stagnant, stuck energy out of the way. Deep breath in. Big breath out. And land in stillness. Now notice the mind. What is the quality of your mind right now? What kind of state is the mind in right now? Is it calm and clear, bright? Is it fuzzy, heavy, busy? The point of meditation is not to clear the mind. It's to observe the fluctuations of the mind without attachment and without judgment. Now, in today's practice, we'll use the breath as an anchor point. We'll rest the attention on the breath. Your mind will definitely wander. That's what it does. It'll think about things from the past. Maybe think about things coming up in your future. It'll move away from the breath. When the mind does inevitably shift into thought, notice that and gently guide it back to your breath. We can just treat this practice lightly. It's practice, not perfect. So shift your attention to the sensations of breathing. Wherever you feel the breath the most, maybe the nostrils, the chest, the belly. Hone in on the sensations of the breath as they come in and out of the body. Picking one location and rest your attention there. What do you notice as you breathe? Recognizing that each breath is new, there can be new experiences for each breath. Just let the breath naturally come in and out and keep your attention there. Each in-breath is an opportunity to receive. Each out-breath is an opportunity to release. You'll notice that your attention will move into thinking versus just noticing and feeling the breath. Your mind might be traveling to the future, to the past, planning or dissecting your experience. This practice is about noticing the tendencies of your mind. Where does your mind tend to go when you pause? It's really valuable to note that and then bring the attention back to the breath. Remembering there's no right or wrong here. Whether you're enjoying this experience or not enjoying this experience, it doesn't matter. Just noticing what's happening in the moment without attaching. Okay, let's deepen your next breath in and your next breath out. Let's return back to the feeling of your body resting on the earth, heavying into the support beneath you. You might begin to flutter open the eyes, just noticing the environment that you're in, coming back into that external awareness. And you might bring to mind a situation, either something that you've experienced in the past or something that you might be anticipating in the future. So here we are, traveling to past and traveling to future. Just to think about where you might be able to pause and respond versus react. So if you're someone who isn't very confrontational and difficult conversations with friends or loved ones or family members can stir up a lot of emotions, you might have a history of just reacting and saying things that you're not necessarily aligned with or proud of, and you could take a breath and choose your response. Maybe there's another area of your life that really can stir up emotions and you tend to just react from that. Maybe fearful, anxious, stressed, frustrated place. It can help to bring to mind a situation and kind of prep and then plan for this moment of response, right? So this is just applying what we practice in meditation and bridging the gap, bringing it into real life situations. So maybe there's something later in your day or later in your week where this really comes in handy. Okay. Well, I want to thank you for listening to the morning ritual. I hope that you're enjoying these practices. If you are, please either share with a friend, rate, review. It helps just spread the word and build this community even more. Let's end the episode the way that we always do, with a deep breath in, a full breath out, and have a lovely day.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time, from an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.